Hallelujah. Good morning and praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Are we happy to be the presence of God? We can appreciate the Lord with a mighty hand clap in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My name is Peter Kariuki. I come from Kenya. I'm in Goma for a while to serve with ICGLL. And I thank God for the time that I've been here in this fellowship. I've indeed been blessed. Amen. I want to appreciate the leadership of the church, the senior pastor, the pastors, the elders, and the entire congregation, even for this opportunity to start in your presence. And most our God for giving us an opportunity to come and receive His blessings. Amen. This morning, I want us to lean from the book of Judges, chapter number 7. Judges, chapter number 7, from verses 1 through 20. I will read together from verses 1. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose hurry and camped beside the well of Halod, so that the camp of the Midianite was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the Pharaoh. And the Lord said to Gideon, people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Rest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down to his knees to drink, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men, but all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men who loved, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go every man to his place. So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. It happened on the same night that the Lord sent to him, arise, go against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Purah, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp. Then he went down with Purah, his servant, to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp. Verse 12. Now the Midianites and Amalekites, all the people of the east, were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seashore in multitude. And when Gideon had come, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, I have had a dream. To my surprise, a loaf of barley blend tumbled into the camp of Midian. It came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed. Verse 14. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, into his hand. God has delivered Midian and the whole camp. And so it was when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation that he worshipped, he returned to the camp of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand. Then he defined the 300 men into 3 companies, and put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and touches inside the pitchers. Verse 17, and he sent to them, look on me and do likewise. Watch, and when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpet on every side of the old camp, and say, the swan of the Lord and of Gideon. Verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as he had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Verse 20. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing, and they climbed the swan of the Lord and of Gideon. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word. We pray that, Lord, you may give us interpretation, a revelation of God, that we may understand what you desire us to get this morning. And my Father, I pray that your word will change and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, this morning, through the scriptures that we have read through, we are going to look at the topic, let God guide you. Let God guide you. In life, we are engaged in various things, in various assignments, and for sure each one of us has a godly assignment in us. Each one of us has been assigned a purpose of God that in life we need to achieve to a particular accomplishment or to a particular destiny. And in this assignment, we need guidance, we need leadership. And through the scripture and the story of Gideon, we are going to learn a few things this morning that will encourage us or enlighten us that we also need guidance. A guide is somebody who points to the particular direction that you may want to take. And if we take to our current times with the advance of technology, we have systems like global positioning systems, the GPS, that when you install it like in a car and you want to go to a particular point, once you lock the name or the coordinate of that particular time, it will keep on reminding you on the course that you are following. And we are confident, even if you may not ask from anybody else, that gadget will be able to lead you to the desired destination. And sometimes it is even talking to you. It is telling you in 500 meters there will be a turn left, so that you can be able to maintain the course to the destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. In the aviation field, the same is happening. There is autopilot system. It is not like long ago when the pilots used to manually steer the aircraft. Once they take off, they feed the data, and the aircraft is able to fly at the required heights and even descend to land without much doing of the pilots. This is technology. Praise the name of the Lord. The same way God has designed us, that the call or the purpose or the assignment that he has given to us, that we can rely on him, that he can guide us to our destinies. Praise the name of the Lord. When God gives us an assignment, he does not steal off. He does not get away of us, but he still remains with us, so that he can make sure that we are able to follow through until to the desired destination, until we get to the desired end, and that is our destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a time when Israel was going through a very tormenting period. Because of the apostasy or fall to sin, God had allowed the Midianites to attack them every time when the harvest was ready. And it reached a time when the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, started crying to God. And God heard their cry and he decided to deliver them because there was a destiny that he had set for them. And when he looked around, I identified a man called Gideon, who he did not know the greatness that he called. He did not know the assignment that he had for his people. When you go to chapter number 6, you find from verses number 10, God engaging a conversation with Gideon when Gideon is hiding threshing wheat so that he can hide it from the Midianite. And the Bible says that this time the Israelites were so scared that they had stopped leaving their homes and they had dug caves where they could hide in the mountains from the Midianites. They could plant, and when when their crops was just about ripe, the Midianites could come and even drive their livestock through their gardens, and they were so impoverished that they had no hope. Praise the name of the Lord. But even when we struggle or we struggle along the way, God still desires that we may get back to our path. And in this time, he came to Gideon and told Gideon, "You mighty man of valor." A mighty man of valor was still in the hiding. He did not know he had the capacity to deliver his people. Praise the name of the Lord. And when God called him this week, he was asked, "How can you call me the mighty man of valor? I belong from the poorest clan of Manasseh. I am the least of that family. How am I a mighty man of valor?" And God continued to speak to him and tells him that, "Go in the mighty new and deliver your people." Praise the name of the Lord. And he engaged God in conversation, and afterwards he came to believe in God after he tested God. Praise the name of the Lord. And when he was given the assignment to deliver the Israel from the Midianites, and he was called a mighty man of valor, I think in his mind he thought, "The only way that I can deliver my people is by amassing a big troop, a big army that can fight against the Midianites." Because he knew the strength that was in the Midianites. And he went, he called upon his tribe, he called upon all other tribes of Israel, and he amassed with him an army of about 30,000 strong men. Praise the name of the Lord. And when God looked at him, he said, "This is not what I desired." One, he had promised him that Gideon, I'll be with you. The presence of God in his life was not just to look and see what was happening, but he expected Gideon to desire to walk with him. He desired Gideon to keep an eye on him so that he can give him guidance or leadership on how to achieve. And I want to tell you this morning, church, many are the times we hear the call of God, we get the assignment of God, and sometimes we wake up without doing anything thinking about why God and how God wants us to achieve this, and we get into it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say this morning, God gives an assignment, and he is the one who is in the best position to know how that assignment can be achieved with his. Hallelujah. As the giver of the assignment, he also knows the route path. He knows the road map. He knows how to achieve that. And this is one bit that Gideon, I think, was so much excited, and he thought in his own ways, I know the formula. Praise the name of the Lord. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible tells us that trust God with all your heart. Do not lean in your own understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. Acknowledge him in all things, and he will lead your path. Praise the name of the Lord. God desires that we trust in him with all of our heart. He desires that we acknowledge him in all that he has called us to do. And when we do that, it takes lead. In the Bible, there are very many examples of the people who took the guidance and leadership of God seriously. And these people were very successful in every assignment they got. One of them was David. One time in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 30, when he came back from the battle and he found their camp Ziklag burnt down, their wives, their children, their properties taken away, even before he thought of pursuing them, the Bible says he inquired from the Lord. And he asked God, do I pursue them? Will I overtake them? Will I recover her? And until God told him, yes, pursue them, for you shall surely overtake and recover her. That is when David decided to pursue the enemy. And when he pursued them through to the word of God, he was able to pursue, overtake, and recover her. It is in Lacon that David was very successful in his missions. And this was just because he took God as his guide in his life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Moses was given the assignment to go and deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, from the bondage in Egypt, there is one thing that Moses desired. He said, God, I accept your call. I accept the assignment that you have given unto me. But there is something that I'm not ready to do. I am not going to leave this place until you promise to go together with me. Moses knew, yes, the assignment is from the Lord, but he knew his part of doing the mission is not going to yield much if the presence of God did not go with him. It is very, very important, brethren, to allow God to guide us in whatever that we do. Praise the name of the Lord. Gideon and thought the one that he is going to deliver was enough. But he needed to constantly go back to God and ask him, God, you have given me this mission. I am ready to do it, but I still need to know how I need to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Nowadays, it is very easy to trust technology. And even in the church nowadays, if you ask the people who carry their Bibles with them, the little Bibles, they are very, very few. So most of them, they'll tell you, my Bible is in the telephone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And even those gadgets, they have come, they are good, the GPS. We can trust them so much. But when it comes to trusting our God, we are finding it difficult. I don't know why. Praise the name of the Lord. But let me tell you, the assignment that you have in life, the purpose of God that you have in life, the only one who knows exactly what you require and how you need to tackle it is nobody else. Even yourself, you are not very sure about it. But the one who gave you the call, the one who gave you assignment, knows how and when and exactly what you need to do to achieve that. And we need to raise our eyes, our faith, and our trust in Him, so that Him, like the GPS in us, He can be able to guide us to our destinies. And for sure, if we are led by God, we can never fail to reach our destinies. Praise the name of the Lord. When he looked at Gideon and he saw what Gideon was trying to do, he said, no, this is not what I desired this mighty man of valor to do. And he came and he told Gideon, no, you have done it right to amass the troops, but this number is too much. This is not what I desired. How are we cheated by our earthly lives, our worldly lives? Sometimes we want to amass and amass and amass, thinking that too much is what is required for you to success. And that's why we are having even the problems of corruption, because people think
You have to have a lot of money so that you can be successful. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to tell you, if you can go back to the one who has designed your purpose, he can be able to guide you in the correct way. Some of us, we are sitting in poverty. We are sitting with great potentials. We have great businessmen and women in this place, but some of us have never even thought of starting anything to do, because every time what is in our mind, I don't have enough capital. And I'll ask you, how much is enough? Praise the name of the Lord. God is looking at you and he is seeing a very successful businessman, a very successful businessman, a very successful educationist, but you are sitting in the cave saying, how can I do it? We can learn to trust in God that he can guide us into achieving the purposes of our lives. When God created us, he created us with a vision of none of us to fail. There is something that God is expecting from each one of us to achieve in our lives, in our families, in our communities. But we shall never bring out that potential in us until we learn to trust in the Lord, to trust in his guidance. Israel was going to be under oppression for a longer time. And yet, there was one man that God and ordained, God and prepared to deliver them from that, from their bondage. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He considered himself nothing. But look at what happened to him when he opened himself to the leadership of God. One was too fearful, too afraid. In the poorest tribe, and the least of that family. So it means it was the poor of the poorest. Praise the name of the Lord. But when he yielded to the guidance of God, he emerged to be a big force that was able to deliver Israel. For your information, the Midianites and gathered a force of about 135,000 troops. If you do the ratio calculations, 135 against 300 men, that is 1:240. It is like every man of Gideon was facing 450 Midianites. And you know what? They did not even fight. God guided Gideon with a strategy that when they planned the strategy, they did not even fight a single man. When they blew the trumpets from the different corners, the Midianites turned against themselves and they destroyed themselves. Until when the Gideon men were coming, were just coming to clear the path that they already taken. I remember the one that Jonathan one time said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 14, I think verse number 6, when him and his armbearer went without knowledge of their father, the Saul, to the camp of the Philistines, and he spoke to the armbearer, let us go, because God is not restrained to serve by few or by many. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes we are discouraged when we are trying to do something and people are not with us. But I came to tell you this morning, one very important thing in our lives is to have God on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be on your side, you can go into victory in the name of Jesus. My time is up, I believe. Still, my time, I think, is up. And we can stand on our feet. Amen. We can believe God. to guide us in whatever that we are doing in life. In your personal life, in your family, in the business, in your work, in your profession. And when God guides you, there will be good results. Praise the name of the Lord. The true fulfillment in life will come when we choose to do the will of God with His strength and in His way, we'll be able to achieve. Father, we thank you this morning. We stand before your presence. Lord, you have provoked us. You have challenged us, O God, that when we look upon you for guidance, we shall be successful. We shall be able to get to our destinies. My Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there is any one of us this morning who is like Gideon, hiding the cave, threshing the wheat, or gone, hiding from the enemies of their lives without realizing the assignment that you have put in them, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, O God, that you challenge us, that Lord, we may awaken and realize what you have put in us. The Lord, we can trust and believe in you, and in your guidance, we can come, O Lord, to be of deliverance to our families, our countries, and even Father, O God, our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.